Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 8:38 and time for our weekly check of legal news. Joining us is our KMOX legal analyst, Brad Young, partner at Harris, Dowell, Fisher & Young. Headlines across the country this week of college protests, arrests being made, charges filed against some of the protesters. Brad, where is the line for protesters in colleges? I think that's a big question this week. Some have been more lenient than others, and some are saying, you know, they're making up the rules as they go along.
Well, good morning, Debbie. And you're right. Finding that line is very difficult. And here is the crux of the issue. You have two different rights that are seemingly at odds. First of all, you have the right of free speech. We all know about that. But secondly, the Supreme Court has placed what's called time, manner, and place restrictions on First Amendment rights. I mean, that goes back to 1965, where the Supreme Court held that the freedom of speech can be regulated on time, place, and manner. You can say whatever you'd like, but that doesn't mean you get to say it at 2 o'clock in the morning, for example, on right outside of Debbie Monterey's house. That would be a problem. Although at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're getting ready to get up, unfortunately. But in this instance, we also have a Missouri case from 1973. It's called Pappish versus Curators of University of Missouri. And in that case, the Supreme Court held 7-2, I believe, was the decision on that, that universities cannot punish students for offensive speech that doesn't cause disruption or interfere with the rights of others. So what does that mean to this situation? Obviously, the free speech rights of students and protesters, they have to be observed, and they have to be allowed to have those free speech opportunities. However, the disruption idea in the fabric of the Supreme Court means that if it's disrupting the university, then the rights of students, other students who are going to class, their rights are being interfered with. The rights of professors to teach, their rights are being interfered with. And so what universities have to do is to draw a line to say that protesters are allowed to protest, provided that they do not disrupt or interfere with the rights of others.
Well, you have protesters, and some of them are students, Brad. Some of them were faculty. They were arrested at Wash U. Some are not necessarily associated with these universities. So could one group face different or harsher penalties than the other?
Boy, Tom, that's a great question. And the answer is yes, they can. For example, students have a permissive right. This is all private property. Even if it's a public university or a private university, it's still privately owned property. So if students have a right to be on that property, then their rights to exercise free speech would be greater than, say, people who are just coming in off the street and want to join the protest. And so, yes, there will be differentiation between whether people get to protest on campus or not based upon whether or not they have the right to be on that particular campus.
Switching topics here, Brad, the other big headline this week, of course, is the continuing coverage of Donald Trump and all of his trials. But in the one that he has to sit in the courtroom for in New York, he was found guilty of and fined by the New York judge for contempt because he repeatedly violated the gag order. So what did the judge specifically find fault with, and what will be the punishment?
Well, the gag order, Debbie, instituted against former President Trump prevents the former president from making inflammatory statements about witnesses and jurors. It does not apply to the judge. And so we've seen, in fact, on a daily basis, former President Trump making inflammatory statements about the judge in that particular trial and also the prosecuting attorney in that particular trial. But the witnesses and the jurors are protected under the gag order. So as former President Trump continues to assail witnesses or jurors, then the fines keep coming. Now, the judge in this case, Debbie, has pretty much laid out a roadmap on how this is going to go. And that is, every time Trump does this, there's going to be fines, but those fines are going to be increasing in value. So right now, they're basically $1,000 per instance, but those could go up to $5,000, $10,000, $20,000. They could go up as these continue. The prosecution is asking for imprisonment for the violation of the gag order. And at some point, that may be a reality, but at this point, they're just monetary fines.
Just one quick one before we go. That proposal to ban TikTok here in the U.S., if it's not sold to a different owner, how would that work?
Well, that's a great question because we just don't know. And so the first thing I can tell you is that TikTok is going to fight this, Tom, because Montana instituted a ban of TikTok and TikTok fought it and won in the courts. Former President Trump issued an executive order against TikTok. And they were able to fight that in the courts. So this will be fought too. And just as we talked about before, the inherent dissonance between different rights, here we have the right of the First Amendment, TikTok as a media organization, versus the right of the federal government to institute national security laws. And in that conflict, we do not know how the Supreme Court will rule.
All right, Brad Young, our KMOX legal analyst with Harris Dahl Fisher & Young. Always great to talk to you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Debbie.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.